Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
We are back on Your Tech Report. Thank you guys for being with us each and every single week.
We are very excited when it comes to the automotive world here on Your Tech Report. People think that when it comes to technology, cars don't necessarily fit the bill, but I think we've made a pretty good case over the past several years, if not even longer, that if it wasn't for technology, our vehicles would not be on the road. And thanks to things like electrification, obviously this makes natural sense. I'm super excited to welcome my next guest. He is the Mustang Mach-E Group Marketing Manager, Michael Sego. Welcome to Your Tech Report. Thank you for joining us here and helping us kind of talk about some really exciting news when it comes to Mach-E.
Thanks, Mark. Really excited to be here with you and all of your listeners.
So Mustang Mach-E Rally. Okay, this is not something that I would have expected, but when it comes to Ford, you guys always have a new first and are always pushing the envelope. Tell me about Mach-E Rally. What makes this vehicle different, and how did this even come to be?
Love it. So thanks for the question. So Mustang obviously has a very storied history, coming up on six decades of history with the Mustang brand. And we're really excited to write the next chapter with the Mustang Mach-E Rally. Mustang is for the first time leaving the paved road and confidently entering the dirt road. So that what Mustang has always stood for, freedom, bit of rebellion, we're continuing that and letting you go even further now.
I got to rewind a bit to the unveiling of the Mach-E. How many years is I've lost track of time here, but tell me about the consumer response to this vehicle, because it was really one of the first electric cars. You consider it an SUV, a crossover, whatever, that really visually caught my attention as this is finally something that looks so cool and sexy and bridges the gap between what people think electrification is. What's the response been?
Exactly. So it's been a really strong response. We've seen really high demand for this vehicle. In fact, for the first couple of model years, it's hard to even get your hands on one. And now what we're excited about, we worked really hard earlier this year to expand our production capability and then come out with new variants like the Mach-E Rally, where we can share this vehicle with an even wider audience.
So how does the Rally compare to other EVs or in terms of performance, efficiency, durability? Obviously, there are tweaks to make sure that when it hits a dirt road, it's a different type of experience. So what are the differences when you put them side by side?
So great question. And earlier you touched on a bit of, how did this come to be? And I think this all weaves together really nicely with your opening of technology and vehicle manufacturing. We've taken a couple pages from tech companies in the product development space as well. So one mentality that we adopted was called always on. And what we're doing is we're listening to customers in new ways that we haven't before that allows us to get feedback even faster and improves our product development process. So the Mustang Mach-E Rally went from an idea in an email to an actual car that you can drive in about 16 months. And that can typically be a 3 to 4 year process at an automaker. So we were quite proud of that. And what we did was we unleashed a small, really passionate team of enthusiasts to actually build this vehicle and make sure it had that rally credibility. You'll see the photos, bold rally inspired styling. So completely different fascias, really awesome, aggressive rear spoiler. We've also done some things to help this vehicle off road. We raised the ride height by 20 millimeters. We have tuned shocks and with MagnaRide as well. We also put some Michelin Cross Climate 2 off-road tires on the vehicle with a couple other tricks up our sleeve with special rally sport drive mode to make sure that you can really have fun when you're pushing the limits on loose surfaces.
When you're designing it, number one, the speed is 16 months is absolutely unheard of when it comes to, from conception to reality, especially in this world. I remember back in my old radio days when we were talking about just even like satellite radio technology, it would be like 6-7 years we announced something today, it'll be in a car 6 years from now. Yep. So it's, being able to do that is insane. Does the connectivity of the vehicle allow you to get feedback from your consumers quicker than before? Is there actually real-time kind of information coming back to you guys?
Yeah, 100%. So the areas that we're looking at, we definitely follow social media. We follow the forums because we have a really passionate group of owners. And the other thing that we do is we are looking at connected vehicle data. That vehicle data is aggregated and anonymized, but we can learn a lot from that. And some of the thing, a stat for you, and for anybody considering an electric vehicle, we looked at the average, the median miles driven per day from everybody that owns any Mach-E, and it's 32 miles a day is the median distance. The median trip is only 5 miles. So I think what's great is a lot of owners are, range anxiety was big with electric vehicles, and a lot of owners are realizing that it's really just not something that they're worried about once they actually own the vehicle.
That's really cool. You know, one of the things when you use the name Mustang, there's an incredible history there, as you talked about off the top of the show. How do you design a vehicle variation like this of the Rally and make sure that it reflects that heritage and that identity that Mustang comes with?
Exactly. So we definitely don't take it lightly to be part of the Mustang family. And Mustang DNA is flowing through the veins of the Mach-E Rally from lots of styling cues and then also performance. So we're targeting a 0-60 for the Mustang Mach-E Rally under 3.5 seconds. I mean, that's not slow by anybody's stretch of the word. So I think that Mustang enthusiasts will find that this is definitely worthy of wearing the Mustang name.
How do you expect, you know, I'm curious how you expect consumers to make the choice now, because you can come in and you can get a traditional Mach-E, but you can go for the Rally, which obviously is more tuned to different terrains and weather conditions, et cetera, et cetera. Is how do you market that? Like when you're going to a consumer, how do you differentiate it enough so that they, you know, feel like they're going the right direction?
Yeah. What's great about the Rally is we do feel that this is going to attract new customers to the segment. So the EV segment is maturing and it's kind of moving away from that early innovator, early adopter to now early majority customers. And one thing that we needed to do was there's a demand from people that are adventure seekers that do have an outdoor active lifestyle and are still really want a lot of technology, but that's not the only thing they care about. They also want to go out and do things. So that's where we think that the Rally is going to really hit on an open space in the market.
Are there environmental impacts when you talk about this vehicle in particular? I know that obviously from generation to generation, there's constant improvement when it comes to, you know, thinking about the environment, using sustainable materials. I remember doing an interview with somebody at Ford actually about 4 or 5 years ago. We were talking about taking the waste from materials and refining it and 3D printing new materials. I'm curious what impact this vehicle has in terms of obviously the environment and making sure that we're taking care of it.
Yeah, so those are ethos that we share at Ford as well, making sure that we're being as sustainable as possible throughout the entire manufacturing process from design, build, vehicle on the road, and disposal of that vehicle as well. The other thing that's really cool about EVs like the Rally that are going to be getting into outdoor spaces is helping people enjoy those spaces in a clean way, right? If you're at a campsite and now you're rolling in silently in an EV with no emissions, right? It's not the best feeling when you get done with a 20-mile hike and you get down into the parking lot and you're sucking down a big cloud of diesel smoke. So we're also happy that just in these pristine places, EVs are going to help clean things up.
Have you had, you know, obviously the car has just been announced. Have you had experience or have you had feedback from people, I guess, who had some early access in the Rally world, like actually taking it onto the dirt roads and the tracks? Have you heard anything from them yet?
Yeah. So our initial testers, you know, lots of great feedback on the driving dynamics. And we're really excited for you to get behind the wheel of one early next year as well. So would love to get your thoughts.
No, that's super exciting. And I think we're going to get a lot of feedback, because I know a lot of people listen to the show because we're across North America, really have a fond relationship with Ford. Tell me about what is the targeted launch? Is there an MSRP that we're thinking about here? I know it's different, you know, every market and every trim, but is there a range that we're looking at?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to start production in January of 2024, and deliveries will start shortly after. Call it about 2 months after, you'll be able to get your Mach-E Rally. So we're looking early 2024, and it won't be super limited. We do believe that everyone who wants one of these is gonna have the chance to get one. And we're looking at the MSRP. It's not confirmed yet, but ballpark around $65,000.
So, you know, just in line with exactly what people expect. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and talk about this exciting news. I cannot wait to get myself, of course, behind the wheel and get some more feedback once it hits the road, because I'm sure that you guys are going to constantly have news coming out of Michigan.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate you having me today.
And thank you guys for being with us each and every single week. Of course, this is your Tech Report. He is Mitchell Whitfield. I am Marco Flallo. Don't forget to follow along on all our social media. It is at Your Tech Report. You cannot mistake that. Of course, our email address is contact@yourtechreport.com. And don't forget, this show, as always, is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Head on over to squarespace.com. When you hit checkout, use the promo code YTR. For Your Tech Report, and you will save 10%, and of course get yourself going with a brand new website in absolute seconds. Again, that's squarespace.com with the promo code YTR. Thanks for being here on this week's show. That's a wrap. On behalf of all our guests and of course Mitchell, I am Marco Flallo. We'll catch you next week.
You've been tuned in to Your Tech Report. Join us again next week for another edition. And be sure to follow Your Tech Report online. Email us, contact@yourtechreport.com. Follow us on Twitter @YourTechReport. Like us on Facebook.com/YourTechReport. For the latest in breaking tech news and reviews, YourTechReport.com.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, 4-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.